Soldiers of the 101st have had a tough deployment and have lost 3 soldiers in the 6 weeks they've been in Afghanistan.
Earlier this week, there was a memorial service for one of them. Private First Class David Jefferson died after he stepped on a landmine while on a patrol outside Kandahar. He was a medic and just 23 years old. At the memorial service at a base near Kandahar, 200 soldiers stood in formation for nearly an hour in the 110-degree heat. They were surrounded by armored vehicles and concrete blast walls. Private Jefferson's friends shared memories of the man they called Smiles. Here's Lieutenant Patrick Coomerer.
On July 2nd, we lost a brother in arms, a great medic, and most importantly, a true friend. Some would say he's wise beyond his years, or at the very least, he made you believe that. That boy had the gift of gab. He could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves. I can hear Jeff looking down today saying, "Sir, you don't need to keep these people out here in the sun all day sweating their ass off for a little memorial." Jeff was also an extremely hard worker. He was a man of action, not words, which is ironic because he's such a sweet talker. His hard work lasted to the very last breath he took. He was fighting so hard to keep his life. And you can be assured the spirit of Jeff will be in every aid bag on the first strike battlefield as he watches over us.
Now will you please stand for the last roll call, the rendering of honors, and the benediction.
Elzenbach!
Present, First Sergeant!
Hente!
Jefferson!
Sounds from a memorial service earlier this week for Private First Class David Jefferson. As the service ended, each soldier came forward to a memorial stand, Private Jefferson's helmet perched on a rifle, his boots at the base, dog tags, and a stethoscope resting on the boots. One at a time, the soldiers saluted, touched the stand, and walked away.